A very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So tonight, according to our itinerary, our program, we're supposed to have our evening chanting. Turn to page 14 of the retreat book. Let us do the salutation. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Now turn to page 14. Evening chanting, dedication of offering. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained full fact enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us, the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for little generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us.
The Lord, the perfectly enlightened one, blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.
Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
Such a good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtues, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the Enlightened One, the Blessed One.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly Worthy One, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened like the sun awakening the lotus, I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. The utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant the praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma, and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
Of good conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciples, namely, the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merit to the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind, by excellent morality and virtues, I revere that assembly of noble beings perfected in purity. The Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the third object of recollection, I venerate it bowed head. I am indeed a Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we will chant the closing salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, we will do the invocation to the devas before we start the sharing again. Oh, sorry, no more chanting book. Why I go and say retreat book? Chanting book, yeah. Okay, invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the dainties come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Munirajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadang Dhammasavanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasavanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasavanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho vijja carana sampanno sugato lokkavido taro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusad Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Upanayiko Pachyatang Veditabo no hiti supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho ujjupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho nyaya patipanno bhagavato sakkasangho samici patipanno bhagavato sakkasangho yadidam chatari purisayukkani tapurisa pugala esa bhagavato sakkasangho ahuneyo bahuneyo dakkeneyo anjali karaneyo anuttaram punyam ketam lokasati. Okay, sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, we can continue, we are at page 23.
Then when you allow the mundane mind to slow down and cease, the pure awareness will reappear. When you are here, the pure awareness, you will break free from sakaya ditti, self-delusion, because you will know very clearly via this awareness-based meditation that this pure awareness nature, without thought, is not a being, thereby enabling you to realize a very profound understanding or wisdom that can liberate your mind from delusion. Reason why I ask you all to contemplate that
Gong An.
Without thought, who are you? What are you? You realize without thought, you are nothing and you are nobody. Without the egoic mundane mind, it cannot come out and create. But once that mundane mind comes out and creates, straight away it manifests into the mundane mind, the five aggregates of form and mind. And then from there, very fast, via Sankara Sanya, it created the phenomenal world of consciousness. You can see very clearly how the thinking manifests from pure awareness nature. It is like the mundane mind and the pure awareness are very near to each other. It is just a thin line separating them. Without the stability of mindfulness, one cannot realize all this. Now you understand why you must meditate to develop this pure awareness nature. You must stay here, the pure awareness, determined to be aware, relax, maintain awareness, and don't try to know or do anything. Just stay here at the pure awareness. When you are here at the pure awareness, you see clearly how the process of creation arises. Then, how once it has come here, the mundane mind, it, consciousness, is like a magician. That is how consciousness created the illusionary world, the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's also the reason why the Buddha said, consciousness is like a magician, the greatest magician, which I always share with you all during our meditation retreats. While inside my house, when you open your eyes, your whole field of vision, everything you can see and perceive, including my voice, they arise already, appearing so real in front of you. But the moment you close your eyes, the whole creation is gone. The moment you shut off your senses, the whole of creation is gone. Therefore, this phenomenal world of consciousness are just mental images created by thoughts. So how real can it be? Externally, it may appear very solid and real, with the four elements and everything else. But how do you perceive it? Through your mental perceptions, right? Mental perceptions are just mental images. So how real can these images be? These images come and go.
Perception comes and goes. Feeling comes and goes. Thinking comes and goes. Emotion comes and goes. And you didn't die. So how can they be you? While living life, your senses are fully engaged. Every time you manifest through your senses,
everything
you manifest through your senses, they move very fast. Without mindfulness, how can you cope with life? How can you see and understand all these movements? That's why you need mindfulness, pure awareness and sati to cultivate and develop the understanding needed to awaken. Hopefully by now, it is pretty clear why you must develop awareness-based meditation instead of following the methods and techniques of meditations, which are mainly thought-based, to create more delusion here at the mundane mind level. Thought-based meditation can lead one astray through energy and psychic field cultivation, whereas awareness-based meditation is beyond thought, beyond mind, hence non-duality. No focusing or concentration involved, hence no energy or psychic field built up. Nothing but just the pure awareness nature, which is not a being. It cannot come out and live life. It is not like this human being, the five aggregates of form and mind, the mundane mind, which are subject to karma. This mundane mind is like a traveler in space and time. Through self-delusion, you cling and grasp onto this mundane mind, not knowing that you are not this mundane mind. You are actually the nature behind, and you originated from here, the source, which is your Buddha nature, your true nature. This lack of understanding gave rise to self-delusion that conditioned the ego to grasp on to the five aggregates of form and mind, the mundane mind. Then you believe you exist. You are this human being, a traveler in space and time. That's how you repeatedly return to samsara, world of birth and death, via the karmic process. There is so much self-delusion. You believe you exist, you are real, and you further believe you are so and so. Then you go through life. You own and have this and that, etc. All these are just accumulated memories, nothing else. Finally, when the consciousness separates from the physical form, they say you die. Then rebirth, due to ignorance, happens again. Then you continue with these countless segmented lives of birth and death. Every segmented life you come, which one is you? None of them are you. Reason why you must understand how through all these samsaric processes, you created a karmic nature that conditions your continuous rebirth in samsara. So, this karmic nature is what the Buddha wants you to understand. For according to Buddha, we are all born of our karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of your karma. When you understand this, you will know how to reverse all this and return. So, when you are here at the mundane mind, you can develop the awareness-based cultivation to come back to here, the pure awareness. Then, you will see via the pure awareness, direct seeing, the fallacy and delusion of all this. Then, the phenomenal world of consciousness will fail to deceive you, fail to condition you into negativity. That's how you break free. It has no more power over you. So, this is what awareness-based meditation is all about. When you have all this understanding, then what happens is the mundane mind that develops all the understanding realizes itself and sees. Realize that this mundane mind is unreal, not a permanent unchanging entity, because it is just a dependent originating and conditioned arising entity, or just a vehicle and tool for you to come to this existential world to live life, to cultivate, to go through the karmic process, and to do whatever function you want. When the mundane mind realizes itself and sees, that is the realization of Nibbana or enlightenment in the here and the now. When the mundane mind ceases, the mundane mind not only comes back to the pure awareness initially, but the whole pure awareness also ceases for it to return to the source. The source, they also give it the name Nibbana and the unconditioned. So this is the realization of Nibbana, the unconditioned. Initially, for those who cultivate the sainthood way, they may only have a glimpse of the cessation here, source. But a glimpse is enough for them to break free from Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion. For those who took the Bodhisattva way, they will stay here at the pure awareness and develop this pure awareness nature until it is very vivid and beautiful to perfect the third stage of Bodhi mind development. Five stages of Bodhi mind development. Can you remember the five stages of Bodhi mind development that I shared earlier? What is the third stage of Bodhi mind development? Yes, Bodhi mind that illuminates that nature. That is what they will do. The first two stages of Bodhi mind development are relatively much easier. The first stage of Bodhi mind development is just to aspire with great sincerity, faith, and understanding to plant the seed of Bodhi, to go this Bodhisattva way while taking the four basic vows of a Bodhisattva with understanding. This initial stage of aspiring sincerely with faith to cultivate this Bodhisattva way to realize Sammasambuddhahood is very important. That's the reason why I prepared the taking of the Bodhisattva Way's yellow card to act as a guide to help you all develop the understanding of the unique process involved. This yellow card with its clearly set out format and details to take the Bodhisattva vows to go this Bodhisattva way is very concise yet comprehensive, unique and very good. Please go through it, the yellow card, and recite it every day to develop a clear understanding of this cultivation. The second stage of Bodhi mind development is to develop the Bodhi mind, Bodhicitta, that can endure and sever or subdue all afflictions, which means you must develop the wisdom to realize the perfection of renunciation. Renunciation is nikama in Pali, where you can renounce everything with wisdom. It means you cannot suffer anymore, because by then you would have understood that everything is not so real, not what you think. That is how you can renounce them all. To perfect this perfection of renunciation, the Buddha, while cultivating as a Bodhisattva, also needed to develop the ability to renounce even his wife, children, and his kingdom. When put to the final test, so nikkhama is the perfection one needs to accomplish for one to realize this second stage of Bodhi mind development, the Bodhi mind that can endure and sever or subdue all suffering or affliction, which means one must have also perfected the understanding of Prajnaparamita by then. Because of that, one will continue with the cultivation from this pure awareness to develop the third stage of Bodhi mind development. This third stage is what Suyi just mentioned, the Bodhi mind that illuminates this pure awareness nature. Once you can illuminate this pure awareness nature, this mundane mind understands very clearly what this source is all about. Then this pure awareness becomes very different. It becomes very powerful and very beautiful. Powerful as in balas, where the spiritual faculties have stabilized until it is unshakable. Your spiritual faculties, when you have not stabilized them, they are just normal spiritual faculties. But once you have stabilized them until unshakable, they become balas or powers. But here, the word power is not to destroy things. Sister Sui asks, is it a blessing? Brother Teo answered, no. True blessing comes from wisdom. Wisdom and blessing arise together when one uses the pure awareness nature to cultivate. When you can stay here at the pure awareness until you can illuminate that pure awareness nature, it means you have detected the gateway to your nature. This gateway is around your heart area, usually located slightly towards its left. After detecting the gateway to your nature, your external yin-yang energies will flow or melt through the gateway naturally to make you very still. Then, stay at the pure awareness to illuminate that nature until it becomes very beautiful. Let the pure nature develop, a pure awareness nature develop the internal movements and transformation via trust until this whole nature at your heart area opens up, until the mundane mind collapses. This is what Brother Teo experienced in the year 1989, and he became very different after experiencing those transformations. His last guide showed him where the gateway was in 1989, and the moment he detected the gateway, he knew what it was. After that, nine months later, his internal nature's transformation led to the collapse of his mundane mind. The pure nature then shines forth and illuminates that pure awareness nature. That is the third stage of Bodhi mind development, Bodhi mind that illuminates Buddha nature as enlightenment. Means you not only awaken, but you manage to illuminate that nature within, your true nature, until it becomes so clear. Means you not only connect to the gateway to your nature, but you can now continue with the internal transformations cultivation until that nature can become very exceptional. That was how Brother Teo came to understand what that nature is. This is what this pure nature cultivation is all about. But for most of you all, you only try to have a glimpse of this pure awareness nature's awareness and its cessation while cultivating the sainthood way. This awareness is actually sati or mindfulness, the state of no thought as taught by Master Hui Neng, the sixth patriarch, which means you all haven't detected the gateway to your true nature yet. But the moment you can realize the pure awareness to detect the gateway to your nature while doing the fourth support trust, then your cultivation will become very exceptional, wonderful and beautiful. Because when you can do this trust, a lot of things will happen to your nature. All your external yin and yang energies will melt through this gateway to become pure wisdom energy. Then it will do the internal transformation and movements until your wisdom and understanding become very different. This pure wisdom energy will then transform your bodily vibration until it becomes very fine, until the mundane mind becomes too gross to withstand the vibration and collapse. It is like a layer of consciousness at the forehead area, slowly tightened, until finally, after a period of 9 months, it suddenly dropped off, leading to the collapse of the mundane mind. The process is quite gradual. When you are here at a pure awareness, you can develop a profound understanding of a different dimension, completely different from the normal wisdom born of the provisional teachings cultivation. I came to understand all my past cultivation after I inherited them from my spiritual nature. These understandings are so different. Most of it is not from my present life's cultivation. The spiritual nature, you cannot inherit anything from it until after you have detected the gateway to your nature. But the moment I can be at the pure awareness nature, I started to inherit all my past cultivation from my spiritual nature. That's how my understanding became so different after that. My mundane mind collapsed 9 months later, 9 months after I detected the gateway. After that, from 1989 until now, 2023, a total of 34 years, this cultivation, internal movements and transformations inside my heart area or pure awareness nature area are still continuing. Reason why this pure awareness nature can be developed until it is so exceptional and so beautiful. At that time, how can I share and teach all this understanding which my nature had realized? That is the reason why I said there is a lot more understanding that my nature can share provided there are causes and conditions. Now I had the conditions to teach all this. It's because Maitreya Buddha's nature in the year 2008 had requested my nature to share the true Dharma with the world, with the message, 请你把正法传下去, please help transmit the true Dharma. That is the reason why the sharing and the teachings now compared to then are so different. This type of teaching you can't even find in the Mahayana books, unless it is written by great beings who had gone through such cultivation and transformation. Otherwise, it is unlikely. The pure awareness nature is to be cultivated until it is very clear first, before one can move on to the fourth stage of Buddhi mind development cultivation. Can you all recall what is the fourth stage of Buddhi mind development? Yes, Buddhi mind that renounces samsara. At this stage, to them, samsara is nothing, no longer an issue. So is the phenomenal world of consciousness. They will not think like those deluded beings who said, "Wow, this bodhisattva way takes so long, aeons. You think you can do it. You think you can go that way." All these are wrong thoughts, deluded thinking. Because to the bodhisattvas, all these comings are wonderful existence. It is not what you think. Their karmic nature and spiritual nature are so beautiful because they come with the understanding that both these karmic and spiritual natures are there to support them. They can come and live life to the fullest, even though they know the phenomenal world of consciousness is not real, because there is such a thing as life and true emptiness is a wonderful existence, as explained in the Heart Sutra. So, all this is what the Supreme Vehicle teachings is all about. Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching is very extensive and profound. One can never find another teaching that can cover such extensive understanding. Tracing back to the source, starting from the beginning of time, and covering the whole of the four circles or stages of creation. As the Buddha said, inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that conditioned, stirred, and created all these movements until now, present moment. The fifth stage of Buddhi mind development is the Buddhi mind of consummate, which means you have reached the pinnacle of wisdom and compassion, or completed the 10 perfections of the Buddhahood cultivation. Second session. Answers, questions and answers and meditation reporting. Brother Teo said, anybody want to report your meditation or ask any questions? Sister PG answered, good evening, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo and all Kalimitas. Actually, your sharing today is very comprehensive revision for me. Brother Teo answered, yes. Today's sharing is very beautiful, and it can act as a very comprehensive summary of the whole cultivation. Sister PG said, today's sharing by Brother Teo on the higher teachings cultivation is very profound, good and comprehensive. Dharma practitioners with many years of cultivation may also find these teachings new to them if they do not have an in-depth understanding of these higher teachings cultivation. For Kalyanamitas who have the understanding, today's sharing is very beautiful, unique, and very comprehensive. It can act as a very good summary for the whole cultivation. Brother Teo said, PG, I rejoice with your good comment. You not only can follow, but you can also appreciate it so much and feel so good about it too. It is indeed very rare to have someone who can share such profound teaching in such a simple and well-expressed manner with you all. As such, it will be great and fantastic if this talk can be transcribed into another beautiful Dharma transcript book. These teachings are not ordinary knowledge or thought-based Dharma teachings. It is a true Dharma teaching which one can relate to life and all the essential Dharma as taught by the Buddha and to one's cultivation. It also has the unique ability to link all the essential Dharma of the Buddha to form a complete teaching. From explaining how to develop this first and second turnings wisdom via linking it to the five daily contemplations teaching, then moving on to the four circles formation to explain how from the source, the pure awareness and the mundane mind with its thought processes comes about, and then how the mundane mind projects via our sense doors consciousness to arise the phenomenal world of consciousness. How Sakaya Ditti self-delusion condition the three evil roots to entangle our life. How we can develop the meditative understanding to realize our pure awareness nature within, and how we no longer meditate without understanding after that. The emphasis nowadays is mainly on cultivating via the pure awareness nature and no longer learning only the usual mundane Dharma covering the external phenomenal world's Dharma, the five aggregates of form and mind, the three marks of existence, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, etc. In the early days, this pure awareness teaching was hardly taught because hardly anybody can understand. But now, the Kalyanamitas consciousness is so different, especially after our last Cameron Highlands retreat. After that retreat, a lot of Kalyanamita can follow and understand the pure awareness cultivation. Four stages of creation via the four circles explanation. That's why recently, Brother Chin Hao also commented that nowadays, Brother Teo's teaching on sati is so different, and he was full of joy listening to it. According to Chin Hao, he said, in the early years, he couldn't follow or understand what I was teaching. Only in recent years has he started to develop the joy and appreciation of the teaching after hearing all this recent sharing on the higher teaching, especially on the stages of creation via the four circles formation explanation. After that, a lot of Kalyanamita like become very different. Even Sister Ingby, Alicia, Sister Po Ching, Brother Song and many others, they now realize that my Thursday class Dharma sharing nowadays are no longer those that I shared at Brother Sui An's house before, where only the essential Dharma, like the five spiritual faculties, the five mental hindrances, the three evil roots, and Dhammapada verses 1-2, 1A3, 21, 22, and 23 are repeatedly shared. The teachings nowadays are so different. Now, the phase of understanding is on how to realize that pure awareness nature and how to develop the awareness-based meditation. For these are the Buddha's supreme vehicle's teachings. All the others are provisional teachings of the sainthood way, taught earlier to prepare you all to receive these pure awareness-based supreme vehicle teachings. Now you understand why Before 2015, the teachings shared by me were mainly provisional teachings, covering the essential Dharma within the phenomenal world of consciousness. The phenomenal world of consciousness and the five aggregates of form and mind, etc., and this pure awareness teaching was hardly taught because the sainthood way does not need the pure awareness cultivation's understanding to awaken. But during the year 2015, the causes and conditions for the Bodhisattva's way's teaching to be taught arise. That's how all these pure awareness teachings also arise. Even the stages of creation's teaching shared now is via developing the understanding of it, no longer just a brief explanation of what it is. I have to lay low at that time, but the 2020 pandemic led MCO was a blessing in disguise because during this MCO, we were forced to go on Zoom to conduct our Dharma classes digitally instead of having only physical classes. Since our annual meditation retreats at Cameron Highlands were also affected, I was able to teach our Heart Sutra classes sharing over 8 months instead of the usual 8 days while at the annual retreat. This is to better prepare and equip all of you to receive these vital Heart Sutra teachings first, prior to attending the next coming annual retreat. Sister Po Ching from Singapore benefited the most from this 2020 8 months Heart Sutra classes sharing over Zoom. When she listened attentively and followed the instructions closely to develop the awareness-based meditation, she progressed very fast and the transformations happened. Her rather fast progress helped give faith and confidence to a lot of Kalyanamitta. Because she was quite new and she didn't really know me. Also, due to the MCO, she was not able to attend the scheduled annual retreat, which she had wanted to attend after she made the affirmation so seriously cultivate in 2020. Those who took the Bodhisattva vows also saw this thing coming, and they developed a lot of good progress and understanding too, thereby making them so different and their life changes for the better. So, this true teaching is capable of transforming living beings, especially cultivators of the way. Now our sharing is different. We had moved onto this pure awareness teaching and the supreme vehicle teachings, covering the sharing of the following Mahayana Sutra, the wonderful Dharma Lotus Flower Sutra, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing, and the earlier Sutra of Immeasurable Meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing, which is about the virtue of Bodhisattva and how Bodhisattva teach the Dharma. The next book, which we have not covered, is the Pu Xian Jing, Samatha Bhadra Sutra, the meditation of Pu Xian Bodhisattva, covering her practices and vows. It will be taught after we have completed the Lotus Sutra sharing and the understanding of the third and fourth stages of Bodhi Mind Development's teaching to enable you all to better appreciate it. Now that the teaching has reached the supreme vehicle level, looking back, you will understand why these provisional or preparatory teachings of the sainthood way need to be taught first before the supreme vehicle teachings can come about. PG, you can continue your sharing. Sister PG continued, to me, after having witnessed the progress of Kalyanamitta and their ability to realize pure awareness nature and stabilize it, it makes me realize that the teaching from the books on how Bodhisattva was able to have those type of virtue to enable them to renounce so many things are no longer a fairy tale. Varadio answered, all these are possible once one understands the supreme vehicle teachings. Even those vows the Bodhisattva took are no longer that extraordinary because they already have the understanding. You put it very well, PG. Sadhu to you for the good understanding and ability to express so nice, them so nicely in words. Sister PG said, it also reinforces our faith and determination to walk this Bodhisattva way. Planting the seed of Bodhi. Brother Theo said, your determination and faith can be a very strong motivation to drive you to go this way. If you can plant the seed of Bodhi deep inside your nature via determined faith and affirmation to seriously cultivate this Bodhisattva way, life after life, you will be home and straight away everything will just fall into place. With strong determination, faith, perseverance and understanding, you must aditana to plant this Bodhi tree, Bodhi mind, until it really goes into your nature. Then your Bodhi mind will become very different and it will be activated. If in this life you can have such understanding, faith and affirmation, then during your future comings, all these causes and conditions that you have planted will come to fruition. They will come forth and support you. Your Bodhi mind will be activated even during the non-sasana era. It will arise. You will become beautiful. By the time you hit the next sasana era, you are already very advanced and very beautiful as a cultivator of the way. So, sadhu to you all. PG, please continue. Sister PG said, yeah, Brother Theo, with such a reward in having such a Bodhi mind developed, it will really spur us all to go all out to do what we must do in this lifetime. Like myself, I am already of this age. I do not have much time left. I must really strive on with heedfulness. Brother Theo said, no problem, PG, because age is just a number. The heart must be young.
So that, understand or not? Huh? Ren lao sing pu lao. Because your mind, the true mind, got no age, and that's why it's unborn. How can it age? But not the same as the Mandarin, Ren lao sing pu lao. That one different meaning. Don't go and use that. This one is the true mind. That seeing is the true mind. So, okay, continue. Okay.
It is the heart that determines. Within those few moments, instances of you receiving the understanding, you immediately make the affirmation and determination. That itself will trigger off the requisite causes and conditions, and when that happens, we always say, jap bei liao. In Hokkien, meaning you have more than enough for your few already. Because that affirmation, aditana, that goes into the nature's law, is very exceptional and powerful. It can bring forth a lot of beautiful causes and conditions into the future, for all your future comings to become so different and blessed. Having the faith, sincerity, determination and perseverance to go this way are most important. Once you determine it strongly, it can be firmly established, like what you have witnessed and comprehended now. You understand that all these vows are possible, not a fairy tale anymore. Before you have the understanding, all these are like fairy tales. But once you understand, you know all these are possible, because of your pure awareness nature's unique capability. After you have detected the gateway to your nature, your cultivation process will continue until that pure awareness nature shines forth to illuminate your pure awareness nature. That's your Bodhi mind that illuminates the pure awareness nature clearly. This Bodhi mind is very powerful. Once you hit that stage, you will never regress. The Bodhisattva way is guaranteed and confirmed. You will finish the cultivation. So all these are so rewarding. I use the word rewarding because it is really rewarding. Then after you finish stage 3 of Bodhi mind development, stage 4 is even more rewarding. You can by then renounce samsara, while realizing the Bodhi mind that renounces samsara. It's not your mundane mind that renounces samsara. It is the Buddhi mind that has the perfection and the cultivation to renounce samsara. So, it is similar to the final advice of the Buddha. Strive on with heedfulness, meaning with heedfulness only you strive on. This is the Buddhi mind that renounces samsara. The Buddhi mind that has the understanding and wisdom that enables it to renounce samsara. Means to them, samsara is nothing, not an issue anymore. The continuous coming has become so rewarding, so beautiful. So, why not? Like I said, if you need to come, you must come with all this understanding. Otherwise, why must you come? Don't waste your time. Otherwise, you suffer.
True or not?
So, make sure you get this right. So difficult, man. This life alone is like I used to tell a lot of students. When you are in Form 4, Form 5, you no need to study hard. No. You just need to make sure you pass and can go into college. No. Then you won't fail already. Right? At the college and university, of course, got people fail, but the number very small. Understand? So it's more or less the same. Over the billions and billions of birth and death, eons and eons, only this life count, understand? If you really do it, all your future taken care of now. Understand? So, determine, bring the resolve. Then with faith, sincerity, persevere. Just do. Then with the yellow card, firmly affirm the Bodhi mind planted deep in your nature. Then you are guaranteed all your future coming taken care of. Not worthwhile, somehow wait for what? You somehow wait for, wait till I retire, or wait till I maybe got financial freedom, you wait, Death never wait for you, understand? Because in this world, life is uncertain, anything can happen anytime. So, there are a lot of incidents, I think, during the Buddha's time. You heard of one story or not? There was one couple. They are very wealthy. I think Brother Wong will know this story, Jataka story. They were very wealthy, They had inherited from their parents a lot of money. So it seems, according to them, don't know how many generations also cannot finish up. But because of that, they somehow mix with the, associate with the wrong friend and wrong guy. Then all their wealth squandered off, and they become very miserable when they are old. Then Ananda saw. Then he let the Buddha know. The Buddha checked. He told Ananda, do you know what happened? He said, these two couple, if they have not been that heedless, this life, even if they start, let's say, I forgot how old they, the first, don't know how many years, they would have become arahant. Then the second phase, they will have become anagami. Then even he start at the third phase of his life, he still become a sakadagami and a sotapan at least. But now, too old, too haggard, no more condition, no. You understand? No? You go and wait. You think you got a lot of money and all things, you don't have to work. Then when the karmic hit, all this can just happen. Then according to the Buddha, he told Ananda, it's a waste, really it's a waste. They have this condition from the past, opportunity, and yet they let it slip by. There are a lot of Jagannatha story earlier on, same, because a lot of people didn't take it seriously. And you know what happened when Devadatta created the schism and pulled away a lot of the Buddha's disciples initially. That one also can happen now. Even when the Buddha is around, not only Sasana. That's why if you don't have the parami and you have karmic obstruction and you have done this before, all this become possible. You already joined the Sangha of the Sammasambuddha. No? And yet because of Devadatta, one big chunk gone. So do not be gullible. Don't let this window of opportunity slip by. Can you understand? Right? Ah, yeah. I warned Kayamita, I don't know how many times, this golden window, if you miss it, is going to be a long haul before the next sasana open. You may have the parami to be born again during the next sasana. But if you read the opening statement of the Mahayana Sutta, what is it? Yeah? 500 million aeons, not year, understand? You wait lah. You know there is a famous Tan Sri, Tan Chinam, Ipokadan one. They used to crack a joke. He got a brother called Tan Ching Ku. Tan Ching Ku. You want to follow that Tan Ching Ku, go and wait long, you go and wait. Understand? Because the sasana don't open all every time. You know? And this golden window, this short window, when you born a human being, encounter the teaching, the true teaching, and yet you let it slip by, you better reflect on it and see how foolish you are. Understand? No? Then to wait so long, no? Then when that sasana come, whether you still got the opportunity to receive this or not, I don't know. Understand? No? Because not everybody can receive this type of teaching. Especially if you miss that window, very difficult to have back that condition. Yeah. So make full use of whatever your condition is now. Do not wait. Okay? Make sure you do it all out. Sailang all your merits and parami. Adhitan, and affirm. This is what you want. So that life after life you come, you have this understanding. Understand? Even the four circle formation, now you can Aditan aspire to have this understanding so that you know the gateway cultivation. Understand? Otherwise, I don't call it pitiful, because your life has nothing to do with my nature. My nature's duty is share. Understand? After that, got condition, I remind. After that, nothing to do with my nature. Understand? Whether you follow, you don't follow, you take it or you don't take it. It's no different. After all, not so real, understand? You understand why it's not so real, no? He know you, he know me, understand? But there is such thing as life, understand? There is such thing as a Buddha nature, a great being's nature. So when you have all this understanding, then you know, even though life existence is unreal, but it's very meaningful, very rewarding when you understand. Well, life itself, even though unreal within the existential world, it has its own reality, understand? You can live it, understand? Understand? It's just like I shared just now. Even though you know everything that arises created by the mind, understand, the mundane mind. But you need to develop the understanding to see it clearly, see mind, unreality of mind, then go beyond the influence of mind. And then you can live using that mind, the good life, the wonderful existence, like what I did. Although everything I already showed to you, this guy, don't think I never watch show. I also watch show. And I like a lot of very interesting show. In the early day, I like Matrix. metric. Well, to me, that show is fantastic. It's possible, that type of world. So all this, when you understand, like good food, you can eat, understand? No need to worry about your life. Like the fifth patriarch told sixth patriarch, Hui Ning, after he met him at his quarters, after he came to the kitchen, give the sign, talk, talk, talk three times, it means middle of the night, sunken, he go and see him. Then immediately the fifth patriarch briefed him on the Diamond Sutta. That's why Diamond Sutta is a very powerful sutta. Actually, when he was listening, he actually already understood all those things, except one part he need understanding, which only the fifth patriarch can explain to him. We are Hui Ning's problem. He's born without a mundane mind, you understand? So without a mundane mind, he not like ordinary people. From the mundane mind cultivate, then mundane mind collapse. And then he understand that mundane mind can do this one and all things. Then with the wisdom, the mundane mind, okay. He don't have mundane mind. No? Then when he reached the point when the fifth patriarch told him, this mind, he point to that mind, actually is the mundane mind that he don't have. You have to learn to use it and yet not be deluded or deceived by it. Oh, he immediately came to great awakening. Well, that is for living, understand? Then he understands even his supramundane mind, that has all the wisdom and the understanding. Well, this one, you still have a form of mind that is in this world. Understand? That's why you must know how to use this one. The problem with Hui Ning, he doesn't know how to use this one, understand? That's why later on he asked him to lie low. Then when you come out, use this mind, the supramundane mind, which he was born with, but not be deluded by it and deceived by it. That is how he penetrated and came to great awakening. So life can have its own pristine beauty and wonder when you understand, when you have the wisdom and the means to do it. And this is what life is all about. Living life, understand life, living life. The unreal has its own wonders, understand, beauty. That's why when you reach the fourth stage of Bodhi mind development, when the Bodhi mind has the wisdom to renounce samsara. It's not your mundane mind renounce samsara, no? Bohi mind. No? That's why whenever it comes, this Bohi mind will be connected. He already perfected the cultivation until he can illuminate the Bohi mind, and at the same time, he developed the understanding until he knows samsara is nothing. That's why every life, this type of being come, very beautiful one. Their karmic nature, their spiritual nature. That's why my this nature come, this life, so beautiful, so meaningful, so wonderful. You can say very blessed, but nothing to do with very blessed or luck, understand? Huh? Everything got to do with your cultivation, leading to the understanding. Okay? Mind you, continue. Oh, meditation, oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. I give you back that 10 minutes. 7:40 to 8:40. Actually, no, half an hour only. 8:10, okay. We off the light, then we have our awareness base. So now, strive on and develop it, stabilize it. Make full use of whatever time you have to do it.